This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
Good snap, good hold, kick is no good. But a flag is down in the secondary.
Washington is saying that the Giants are offsides.
This is what they do. Teams find ways to win, the Giants find ways to lose.
Good snap, good hold, kick is good. Washington wins it.
Bad teams find ways to lose. This is five straight years they've started off 0-2.
This is probably one of the worst losses in the last 10 years.
I could not be more angry this morning. This football team is horrendous.
This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
Eric in Queens. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Eric, please don't. I'm doing great, Eric.
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, it is DPHRO and Rothenberg with you. 98.7 ESPN. Time now for some Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. I got to be honest. I'm very proud of myself this morning. I think I'm handling it very well.
You had a great hour. I was just telling the guys, that might be the quickest hour we've ever done together.
That was a good hour. I mean, it's not fun, but sometimes you got to take your medicine and just, you know, put your best foot forward. And I think if I haven't cinched up one of the three stars of the day at the moment, I will soon.
At this point, it's just a matter of how many stars you're getting.
I give them all three. Or just one giant gold star.
Just a gold star?
I mean, you showed up. You showed up and you put your best foot forward.
I'm going to show up.
Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, a lot of the stories and stuff that you've told today, it's quality, and we're only an hour in.
Guy was going to punch his dog. Sam.
Guy was going to punch his dog.
Wasn't really punch them. They were angering.
Wife won't let him get a Tesla. He's shoving five bagels down his throat.
Five and a half.
It's too much enough that he chokes chickens. Now he's going to start punching dogs.
Yeah, that's funny. I mean, you know what you say all the time. I love you. I'll be here to support you every step of the way. Can I get some support today?
I'm supporting you without you even knowing it. I'm taking your mind off it. I'm making you laugh.
You're taking my mind off it. You wouldn't take my mind off this.
We focus on the minutia of that game and the fact I had to double check the stat. The Giants are 18-48 since the boat trip.
I think 18. It's 49.
No, they're 18-48.
48? Are we including the postseason loss to
the
Packers?
I'm not including that. Including since the boat trip.
Well, regular season,
if I throw the
boat
trip in, you're right. If I throw that playoff loss in Green Bay in, yeah, you're right.
Right?
18-49.
The Odell Beckham goes out without a shirt and then drops every pass thrown his way.
They all went out without shirts on, yeah. It's not cold in Green Bay.
No.
It's not cold.
Who was the one guy that showed up for that game, by the way?
Eli.
Yeah, exactly. 800-919-3776. Let's continue along with the phones. You want to hear from the Giants fans, don't you?
Every single one of them.
Am I wrong to say don't say good, like, how you doing, guys? What's going on? Are you doing well this morning?
Well, listen. They're concerned. There's concern. People were tweeting me last night, can you call Dave, make sure he's okay? He's talking about cutting fingers off. There's some concern here. So
you didn't stay up for the game, did you? There's no way you stayed up for the whole game.
No. No, because I'm sitting there, and I'm watching this thing. And I'm wasting time with these commercials. What am I doing?
So you went to bed, woke up 2:30, and watched it twice.
And you know what the best part is? Is that I take my phone off airplane mode, and it's just ding, 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 and I get to see the text messages going back and forth.
So you knew before you watched it?
Oh, yeah.
So you went in to watch it and knew that the Giants were going to have a catastrophic loss.
Yes.
And even you probably didn't realize the loss would be that awful.
No. It's actually worse when, I thought it was bad when I saw the text and I read some of your tweets. And then when you watch it, I was like, wow, that's really bad.
So you wake up this morning, you pee, right? That's the first thing you do?
First thing, every time.
And then you just turn the phone on, boom, you get hit with texts, with tweets, and you're probably like a pig and you know what? Like, you're loving it.
Every second of it, I was like, oh, this is going to be a good show. Dave is going to be incensed. It's almost like Christmas morning, to be honest.
Great, yeah. Christmas in yeah, I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, don't say it. Don't say anything you're going to regret today.
No, I have not. Off the air, I've said a lot of nasty
stuff. A lot of nasty stuff.
And I'll continue. Because, you know what? Santiago, he's evil. People don't realize it. They think it's me. He's evil.
You say a lot of hurtful things. That's all I
mean
say.
To be hurtful, but you are such a... Oh, you freak me.
I'm not going to repeat them, but my goodness.
what I've said to you. I've said some terrible things to you.
But at least you admit them.
But it's all in retaliation to you doing these behind-the-scenes things to me.
Well, I could say that that's in retaliation to you. I'm not snitch-tweeting you in anything. Okay. Hey, Dave, making sure you see what happened to Nick Gates' leg.
How
over
bad
here.
Was that? But come on, I didn't do that to you.
You would if you got the opportunity.
No, not after that. That injury was so bad they couldn't even show it again last night. How tough is he, gross. By the way? Oh, my God.
Santi, what you should have done was you should have tweeted, hey, Dave, did you see that Dexter Lawrence offside? Did you see that?
Yeah, I'm sure he was sleeping.
But
he
I didn't do that.
Like a baby at that point.
Well, you know, listen, if I wanted to.
Sucking on his thumb, having his baby blanket in his arms.
You know what? I did sleep pretty well.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
Considering I only got a few hours.
But listen,
I could have easily been that guy at 1:30 in the morning, 2 o'clock when I wake up and texted Dave. Dave, want to make sure that you saw at the end of that game. I don't know what happened with Dexter Lawrence there.
Perfect.
I could have been that bad guy, but I didn't. I opted not to.
But just by making the statement, you could have been that bad guy. In fact, in some ways, you are even that bad guy.
But I was going to keep it to
myself. And I see all the tweets. I see everything. Oh, I mean, Taylor Heinicke up and down the field and Daniel Jones, and that's a gimmick, and you're a bad guy.
You made Taylor Heinicke look like an all-world player.
See?
You really did.
It was his third career start. You deserve it.
Listen, I'll take what I have coming to me. Guy was throwing, from Santiago, a guy that is this sycophantic Cowboys fan.
Guy was throwing lollipops the entire first half.
You see?
Hop Bayless.
You see? I mean, here he goes again.
Oh, God. Bayless Santiago.
Please let the Chargers
beat the
Cowboys on
Sunday. I'll tell you this, though, before we take these.
They probably will, to be honest.
Highlight of my morning, maybe Dave's best line, I'll be dead by the morning. And then the second tweet, don't worry. I'll record some BetMGM spots before I go. Because you know that'd be the first thing. Hey,
I could send out like a group text. Guys, I don't have anything left. I'm done. I'm going to harm myself. And they'd be like, listen, before you do that, can you record the Blue Chews and the BetMGMs? Because we got to get that stuff done.
Yeah, Steve Hart's got some live reads for you. And can you also, any chance you could bring the Comrex with you to heaven when you pass?
Yeah, because we don't have a host on Saturdays. Could you do like a heaven edition of Stump Rothenberg?
We're going to
bring St. Peter on.
Let's play Stump Rothenberg's corpse today on the Saturday morning show.
You think if I were to go to like that moment of where they decide where I'm going, I go straight to heaven? Or you think it's like a real thought of where I go?
Well, I mean, after revealing you're going to punch your dog, I don't know now. I got some questions.
Was
I got
going
some real
to?
Questions.
They were staring right at me.
How pumped would you be, though, if you got to the gates and they were like, before we let you in, quick, where did Kadarius Toney go to college?
Yes. I'll answer that if you, in fact, do let me in. And that'd be Florida. Tony and Scott Norwood. Tony, you're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Such a range of emotions last night's game. I just wanted to ask you guys, where are we putting Daniel Jones after his performance last night?
Where are we putting him? He was good last night. He was really good.
But that's how we have to
play. Yeah, I mean, I saw the same thing. Good.
No. But what do you mean, where are we putting him? What does that question mean?
As far as, like, you know, with some of the question marks we still have over him and his performance holding on to the ball, I mean, I think the game went pretty well as far as him throwing the ball and holding on to the ball.
He didn't turn the ball over.
Do we be looking forward to more of that? Or?
I think that the jury is still out. He didn't turn the ball over. He usually has, like, one or two or even three of those, like, you know, balls that could be intercepted but are not, and he only had one of those last night. So I if you want to list blame for the Giants last night, Daniel Jones is not on the list. I thought he was good, but to say, all right, it's fixed, it's magically done, and now we move forward and we know we have our quarterback, I'm not there yet either.
No, I think you go week to week. Week one, not great. Week two, it was good. It was good. I mean, first half, he's under pressure. He didn't turn the football over, but he has to. They have to call plays the way they call plays yesterday outside of that last drive after the interception. He has to be a threat to run the football. He has to, especially if Saquon Barkley's not gonna be a threat.
Why is that what you do, though? I can't understand why all game long you've been aggressive and then you get to that situation and you don't need to be crazy aggressive, but you like get into the fetal position. Why?
Yeah, but why not? I mean, if you're gonna throw the ball on third down, right? Like, I mean, why not why not maybe throw it on first down? Or why not, I mean, roll him out?
Roll him out.
Let him use his legs.
Use a read option there. Why is it just like this, the Barkley into the line?
It was the best thing you did all night.
Do it again.
The read option was the most productive thing you did all night.
It was great. And you don't think they would have bitten from the edges at that moment?
No, and especially, you got to be, like, your defense has not been great. You have to be aggressive in that spot. You have to trust that Daniel Jones is going to make the right read. You have to. This is year three in a game that you need to win.
And he was good. It's not like he was throwing the ball all over last night. You're like, oh, God, we got to win in spite of him. You were going to win because of him.
But it goes back to my earlier point, though, Dave. You don't, on the offensive side of the ball, you really don't have that guy right now. You don't.
Not that I'm comparing. Not that I'm comparing the Giants to the Chiefs by any stretch. But Kansas City trailed that game the other day. Cleveland, the punter just dropped the ball.
Yeah.
They get it back, and then they go for the kill shot, right? That's what they do.
Exactly.
And that's what good teams do. And the Giants get literally into the fetal position and almost take a knee, kick a field goal, and wind up losing the game. They deserve what happened last night. They do.
And yet they still had a chance because Hopkins misses that field goal, but they jumped off sides.
Of course, they had to.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
And you say he's not a bad guy. He's deceptively evil.
I'll own this one.
This is you?
Yeah, this may have been my suggestion.
Yeah, but he'll do whatever you want.
Like, no, we said good call.
He's the pawn in your game of
no.
Me. Yes.
No, Santy's way more important than the
you
pawn.
Are such a victim.
You are. You really are. And you know, I know the Giants fan because this is a Giants fan base that listens to the show.
If you made a request of me, you understand that I would do the same for you.
No, you would not. You know what? Just to show you, I would never make that request. I would
because
never.
That
do
would mean
it.
Extra work for you.
No, because I'm not that kind of guy. I'm going to hand you over some reads.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
You could do the 625 Barbasol. You could do the 640 Progressive, the 645 Goodyear, all of it. Go ahead. Take them over. I don't care.
I love you enough that I would have taken on that burden today for you.
At 710, it says set Rick up for a DraftKings read. I might not do it.
I'll just jump in then.
You're good. I might
I
not
know
do
my
it.
Job. I know my
I don't care. Don't do it.
I'm not going to let you down. I'm not going to let the show down. RJ wants those reads. He needs those reads.
Well, then you figure it out. I don't have to baby you anymore. I don't have to treat you like a baby bird where I eat the food and then I give it to you. No. Then you do it. Then you set yourself up.
I wish you would have chewed up one of those 5.5 bagels you ate. I could have used one of those last night.
Well, you know what? Maybe come over. Have some bagels. You wouldn't want to be near me last night, though.
That's a lot of penalties last night on the Giants. That's a lot of penalties.
A lot on
man.
Washington, too. The Giants are not disciplined, and that's the thing that's
no,
so frustrating.
No, I know, but isn't that supposed to be the calling card of Joe Judge and this coaching staff?
And how about after timeout? You take a timeout, and then you have penalties. What is that about?
That infuriates me. That infuriates me. And they actually, it looked like the play clock was at zero anyway.
Yeah, they
it was
let
a
that
false
go,
start, but they could have got called for a delay of game.
Huge pet peeves. They always let that go.
No, I know, but I mean, it ended up being a false start. But they could have very easily called delay a game, too.
Pick your poison. False start, delay a game, ineligible man downfield. We have it all right here. It's New York Giants football. Guests on DPetro and Rothenberg appear via the Goodyear hotline. All right, let's go. Lonnie and Harlan. Good morning, cousin Lonnie.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rico. First off, Dave, please don't hate me for this, but I just want to wish my Uncle Rico an early happy birthday. It is Sunday. The big 39 will be returning.
No,
the big 39.
No, he's going to be 40.
No,
an older man at this point now.
No, pandemic. That pandemic year doesn't count.
40, Lonnie.
I know. I just said that because you know he doesn't want it to be the big 40. He's reliving his 39th year.
That's 40. It's a lot of years on that body. 40.
No. He's still young. So are you. So am I. But the Giants are taking the life away from us, Dave. I mean, last night was just, geez. I mean, just like Jose said, great call from Jose. I mean, everything he said was on point. First, we got the referee taking points from us. Then we got we get the interception. Then we don't do anything with the ball after the interception. And then, I mean, Dexter Lawrence, I mean, come on, dog. What are you doing? We had the game in hand. I'm over here jumping off my couch, waking my girlfriend up, and then we get the penalty. It's just like, come on. Now we're 0-2. We're doing this all over again, 5 years in a row. I mean, Dave, you, you're doing everything for us right now as far as the Giants fan. As bad as you feel, as bad as we all feel. It's disgusting.
Yeah, but Lonnie, you weren't going
to
punch your dog, though, Lonnie.
To the Orioles, too.
Nephew, you weren't going to punch. You weren't going to punch your dog. Dave was willing to punch his dog.
I wasn't going to do it. I was just. It crossed my mind when they were acting up as things were spiraling.
The Giants are not good enough to make the amount of mistakes they made last night.
No,
they're not.
No,
you can't leave 11 points on the field. You can't take as many pre-snap penalties as they took. You can't have as many negative plays. Your offense
scored 29 points. I mean, you scored points. I tell you that if I told you before the show ended yesterday, Giants are going to score 29 points. You think they win that game convincingly?
Yeah, no problem. No sweat. I mean, I didn't think they'd score that many points. I thought the Washington defense would be good last night, and they weren't. But it was Taylor Heinicke, third career start.
Third start, looks like
that. That's back-to-back games for this defense we thought was going to be good. Teddy Bridgewater,
that's got to be the huge concern right now. And I don't understand how you could look at the Giants and say to yourself, they're going to wind up turning it around when they don't get a pass rush and the secondary's been awful. The offense was actually good yesterday, and you still lost the game.
And you still lost.
Against a team that, I mean, if you had to rank Washington offensively, where would you rank them? Middle of the road, maybe?
Well, that's without Curtis Samuel, too. I mean, let's not forget that.
Right. But middle of the road.
I mean, you're talking about, Dave, to Teddy Bridgewater and to the Washington football team and Taylor Heinicke, his third career start, you've given up 57 points in two games.
Yes, and it should probably be 70, to be fair.
Well, yeah, I mean, Denver, I mean, Hamler drops a touchdown. Yeah, it should have been more, but that was supposed to be the strength of your team. And right now it's not, clearly.
Nope, not even a little bit. Mel in the car. Good morning, Mel.
Hey, dudes. Good morning. Listen, man. Y'all just told me that we went 8-48 before, man. And honestly, before
18.
We wasn't even 18
48. Not 8-48. That's even
18
worse.
48.
That's worse than they've been.
18-48. All right, thank you. But still, that's pretty bad, right? 18-48, man. And honestly, we haven't even been scoring touchdowns before. We've been in the games losing in the first quarter with 7 or 9 points. Listen, we didn't get to chase the W. We didn't get to eat the W. We didn't win, but we scored. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like we have a standard where we can hold Daniel Jones out now, but before it was a question, like, we didn't even know if he was could be our quarterback or not. I think this is just a great place for us to build on, and hopefully in the future, you know, the defense come around, our wide receiver check passes, we're more disciplined, but at least I got something that I could hope for, you know, because I didn't even think we could score more than 20 points in a game.
Boy, Mel, you are one positive guy. What do you work with, like, troubled teens or something? What do you do for a life? For your career?
No, bro, I'm a Giants fan, and we've been 18-48, man. We haven't even been scoring points. We've been out in the first
quarter. The fact that you can call, the fact that you can call and put a rosy picture on what we saw last night, you're one of the great people that walks the planet.
Hey, man. Listen, hey, when you're in a desert and you're thirsty, you see a mirage of a lake, you know, you get excited. You be like, hey, there goes some water. We might have something to drink.
Giants fans are thirsty. Man. Giants fans are thirsty right now for a good season. Thirsty. It's been
parched.
Five long years, man. Five
parched.
Straight years.
5 years of this, of 0-2 starts. I mean, 8 of 9 years they've started 0-2.
That's amazing. And you see what the percentage to make the playoffs is when you start 0-2.
Oh, and you wonder why I said this was a must-win game last night.
Now, listen, you weren't wrong. I just hate to
see
you.
Well, I didn't hear
like
you
this.
Defending me. I didn't hear you taking shots at your boys on the afternoon drive show.
No, I had your back a little bit yesterday. I just don't like seeing you like this. I do in the moment because I think it's good radio, but I hate dead inside Dave. I don't like that, Dave.
Well, I'm very much alive today. I'm angry. I'm alive. It's not a positive, optimistic view, but I'm not dead.
You got to take advantage of games, too, when Daniel Jones plays the way he played yesterday, too. You have to take advantage of those games. It's a division game, too. That's a division game you just blew.
It's brutal. Brutal.
And it's not like your division is great this year still anyway. Like, I mean, who knows what the Eagles are going to be? Dallas is just, I mean, ravaged with injuries. Washington's defense that's supposed to be this great defense hasn't looked great in the first 2 weeks.
No, not at all. They looked dreadful last night. I mean, the Giants went up and down the field against them last night. What, the Giants have 400-plus yards of total offense?
Yeah, I mean, what? They scored on their first four possessions of the second half.
Up and down the field.
But again, you leave 11 points on the field. I don't care who you're playing. You're going to be hard-pressed to win those games.
Not if.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Let's bring him in. RJ, start the clock. 5 minutes or under, and let's bring in Mike Tenenbaum. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Mike, this is why I love you, and you know how close we are, is that it's, I mean, it was like 5:30. You're liking tweets. You're up. You're ready to go. You're available. This is why I love you. And I have time restrictions here, so I'm going to get right to it. I want to ask you this. So Doomsday Dave, king of the lukewarm take, said before this game, Giants lose, season is over. Giants lost. Do you think their season is over?
You know, before we get to that, is Dave going to become the Ronnie Lott of broadcasters cutting a finger off here? I'm just curious, you know.
Mike, I'm so upset. I don't even know what to do with myself. It's 8 of 9 years. They've started out 0-2. I'm beside myself this morning.
Yeah, I mean, I can give you some history. We were 0-2 at the Jets in 2002, won the division. So, it's not perfect by any stretch. But, look, there were a lot of good things that came out of the game last night. And we got to remember two things. One, it's a 17-game season, not a 16-game season. And two, 7 teams make the playoffs. So, is it ideal? No, but let's be real here. No one's going to run away with the NFC East. Look, Jalen Hurts played way better than expected. Dallas has massive injuries. We know what's going on there. And they were toe-to-toe, obviously, with Washington. So if I'm a Giant fan, yeah, I'm pissed off and disappointed. But this season has a long, long way to go.
Now, Mike, I mean, I know Saquon Barkley's coming back from the ACL, but it feels like we're having those same kind of conversations. It's home run or negative play. Like, does his – even when he's healthy, is his running style conducive to having an average offensive line?
Yeah, well, look, and obviously big concerns after what happened with Gates last night, Rick. But let's give Saquon some credit here. 2 games in 5 days coming off of an ACL injury. I was really encouraged, actually. I saw some long speed last night, which was great. Thought pass protection was better. So let's see where we are at the end of the year. But I'm really encouraged by what he did, how quickly he came back. And, again, the fact that he played in two games in 5 days says a lot about his conditioning and his determination.
Mike Tenenbaum with us here, 98.7 ESPN. Mike, let me ask you one. The defense. We all thought it was going to be – it was a non-concern, right? The secondary so much better. Adoree Jackson is going to be a difference maker. Leonard Williams was so good. And, I mean, through 2 games, the defense looks abysmal. This changes or there's reason for worry?
Well, I think there's, some flashes, right? Ojulari, Bradbury made a play when he needed to, although he didn't have a good game by any stretch. And, you know, those are some pieces there that you get a young pressure player. And look, I do like Adoree Jackson. He has athleticism to play man-to-man. You have to play man-to-man in the NFL to get off the field on third down, no matter how much you may like zones. So it hasn't been ideal by any stretch. I believe in Patrick Graham. We saw a lot of good things a year ago. So my glass is still half full, even though obviously 0-2 is not ideal.
All right, Mike, play calling I thought was better yesterday, and everyone, I mean, we take phone calls every day about Jason Garrett and how, you know, how this offense is just not creative and everything else. I thought he called, for the most part, a good game, but, I mean, after that Bradbury interception, the play calling I thought was timid, to say the very least. What did you think about it?
Yeah, you know, what's really interesting, that's fair, but let's go back to the Patriot game on Sunday against Miami. They lost. And, you know, they lost by 1 point to a division rival. They had the ball inside the 10-yard line, and obviously it was slightly different circumstances of Damian Harris fumbled, and Damian Harris made a great play. Point being, though, is, you know, similar situation, similar play calling, which is young quarterback, you're controlling the game, you're trying to get the lead. And I could see why people would criticize it, but I could also see why, like, both Josh McDaniels and Jason Garrett had very similar play calling in very similar circumstances.
Yeah, but Mike, in that spot, though, the best, I mean, and again, I get what you're saying, and I don't think you're obviously not wrong. I mean, you know more football than I do, but just in that spot, like, the best thing you did all night last night was the threat of Daniel Jones being an option to run the football. And it was just like, okay, turn around, hand it to Barkley for 1 yard, turn around, hand it to Barkley for 2 yards, and then you decide on third down to throw the ball, and even if Sterling Shepard catches it, he's short of the first down.
Right. So one thing is Daniel Jones has 40 turnovers in 29 games. And if they had lost last night by an interception or a turnover, you know, all of us would have been apoplectic. How can you do that? You know, you don't need, you know, the game's in hand. So I think sometimes, and this is a Coach Belichick thing, and obviously Joe Judge worked for Coach, I have, which is Bill feels oftentimes games are lost before you ever need to win it. I think that was a situation where the Giants were not going to lose that game in that situation, meaning they were not going to turn the ball over. And look, let's face it, but for an offsides on a kick, the strategy would have worked.
Yeah, they were close, but that's what the Giants football has been for a long time now. Mike, let's go back to bed. I can't, but you can. Get into bed, curl up with a good book, and just have some warm milk and sleep for a few hours. For me.
I just want to make sure that you have 10 digits, Dave. We're friends, and I just want to make sure that all digits are still, you know,
I'm so upset. Now, listen, if you look closely at the tweet, I never said I was going to cut off one of my fingers. I just said I would cut off a finger. Yeah. So, no, I'm good.
So, Rick, be careful.
He was going to punch his dog, Mike, during the game. This guy's an animal.
So upset. Mike, listen, we love you. We appreciate you. Thank you for waking up early with us, and we'll talk to you very soon.
All right. Sounds good. Appreciate it, guys.
Yep. And, of course, Mike Tenenbaum. You can hear a lot more of Mike Tenenbaum Sunday mornings, 8 to 11, right here on 98.7 ESPN. New York game day with Anita Marks and Matthias Kiwanuka, who will be on the show with us at 7:30. RJ, do you have a time for how long that conversation with Mike was?
5 minutes. 5 minutes.
Wait, come on. Exactly?
It was like 5 minutes and 17 seconds.
So then I win.
Well, no, because you asked a question. You said you weren't going to ask a question.
Yeah, that is true.
Well under 5 minutes.
All right. Okay.
With some funny banter, too.
Funny banter.
I didn't like his last answer to my question.
What, the play calling?
No, not even the play call. I get the play calling to a certain degree, but it's the reason why we did it is because we, you know, God forbid Daniel Jones fumbles.
It's scared football.
Crush him.
You can't play scared football. I hated it. I didn't want to, you know, run into your conversation and interview, but I hated that. And also, the Patriots defense was good. The Giants' defense was awful. I don't know how you could compare those two things.
But then to say you have a young quarterback, I get it. I mean, yeah, the Patriots have a young quarterback. It's his first ever NFL game.
And they fumbled the ball. Like, they were running a safe play and just happened to fumble the football. The Giants should have taken a shot. The Giants' defense allowed, at that point, 27 points. They needed to take a shot.
Well, and the other thing, too, is, well, it would have worked out if you didn't jump off sides. Yeah, but you still let him go right down the field. It was a 48-yard field goal. It wasn't like he was kicking a 58-yard field goal. That's a field goal kick. I guarantee if you asked Hopkins whether or not that's a kick he should make every single, he would say, yeah, I should make that kick.
Of course he should make it. Absolutely he should have made it. It was a very makeable kick, and he got a second chance, and he made it. All right, let's take a brief respite from the Giants. You want to go around the league with me?
I do. We got to make our picks, buddy.
It's time to go around the league.
All right, now, we make our selection against the K-Show. I'm going to be on, I guess, at 5:55 today. And I'm telling you right now, I'm not talking to them outside of making the selection. I'm not getting into the game from last night. I'm not breaking down Giants, all that kind of stuff. I will hop on, I will make my pick, and I am done.
No. No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to be at Ben's baseball game. I'm not having extended conversation with guys that mock me to begin with. I will not do
it. Okay, here's the thing. I'm telling you right now. They're going to mock you, and you need to be fully ready.
I don't care. Let them mock me. I'm going to be singularly focused. I'm going to make my our one pick, and I'm done. That's it.
So make the one pick. Hang up.
That's it.
All right.
That's it. Dave, the Giants, Peter's going to be, my Washington football team. Guys, I'd like to make my selection, and I'd like to be done. That's it.
Okay.
That's it. All right. Let's run through some of these games. Stop me when there's a game that really itches you. You ready?
Let's go.
All right. San Francisco at Philadelphia. Niners giving 3 in this game.
This game interests me.
It does?
It interests me a little.
You like the Niners then?
Yeah, exactly right. I know Jalen Hurts was good. I don't know if Atlanta could just be terrible. Like, does it make sense to you? I mean, that game was close against the Lions, but San Francisco clearly took their foot off the gas.
Well, they dominated that game, and they let it get close, but it shouldn't have been close.
No, it should not have been close. This is a 3. I mean, they're only laying 3?
Yeah, 3.
That seems a little fishy to me.
New England at your Jets. New England is giving 6. I got to tell you, I kind of like the Patriots in this game.
I knew you would.
And I'm not doing it to incite you. I'm really not. I'm not a miserable guy like Santiago. I think you don't think New England wins this game by 7 points?
I can't say that. I can't say it.
You won't take that game then.
No, we could take. I want to listen. You know me well enough to know that.
No, but if there's another game that we like close to equally, we should take that game. I don't want to put you in a position where you root against your team. Because I'm a good friend, and I'm questioning whether or not you, in fact, are.
I'm a great friend. I'm carrying you through the show right now.
Chicago laying 2.5 against the Bengals at Soldier Field. First of all, go Bengals in that one. Secondly, do we like this at all?
I would stay away from this game. If I was going to take it, I would take the Bengals with the points. The Bears are, I mean, tell me you couldn't see halfway through this game, Andy Dalton struggles a little bit, and then all of a sudden you see Justin Fields.
Yeah, this is probably the game you'd want to get him in there, right? I mean, because Cincinnati's not all that good. But they did win week one against Minnesota. Houston, so mark that. RJ, you marking down the games we kind of like here? Oh, he's marking down everything. Oh, beautiful. He's such a professional, unlike Santi. Houston at Cleveland. Cleveland laying 13 in this one.
A lot of points. Houston looked good in week one. I don't trust Houston. I mean, but Cleveland loss. I like this survivor for survivor reasons. I don't know. I think we could find a better game than laying the 13.
Yeah, it's a big number. I kind of like this one based on what they were last week. Both of these teams, Denver at Jacksonville. Denver giving 6. With that defense and Trevor Lawrence struggling and Teddy Bridgewater playing so well, do you not like Denver a little bit given 6 in this one?
I like Denver a little bit. It is Florida, though. 1 o'clock game in the heat. Jacksonville's not very good. And it sounds like what's happening with that coaching staff? I don't even think the coach is like Urban Meyer at this point. Seems like a mess.
Doesn't sound like they do. So mark that one down special. Put a little asterisk next to that one for me, RJ. I really like Denver minus the 6. Buffalo at Miami. Bills laying 3. I lean Buffalo in this one.
I lean Buffalo for sure in this one. I mean, they can't. Can Buffalo afford to lose this game?
No. I mean, you know what? If everyone's telling me the Giants can afford to go to 0-2, then I guess Buffalo probably can. But realistically, if you're...
Well, no. They said that because the division, the NFC East, is a weaker division than the AFC East.
Well, the Jets are not going to compete. New England already has a loss, and you'd be 2 games behind Miami, who's not great.
No, but you feel like New England's going to beat the Jets.
Yes.
Because New England's not going to fall to, I mean, they're not going to fall to 0-2 in the division.
No.
Bill Belichick against the rookie quarterback.
Guy, all right, so we both really like Buffalo in that game then.
Yeah, I think I like Buffalo in that game. And Tua, like they, it's weird what's going on in Miami with Tua. Like they got Jacoby Brissett in there. They're talking about trading for Deshaun Watson. I don't trust that.
I agree with you. I like Buffalo as well. New Orleans laying 3.5 in Carolina. I would lean New Orleans, but I'm not touching that one.
No, I'd stay away from it. I like New Orleans too, but that hook. And Christian McCaffrey looked awesome
in
week one.
And Carolina got the win, and they look good in stretches, so I would avoid that one. You think there could be a New Orleans letdown, so that would make me nervous. Rams at the Colts. Rams laying 3.5 in Indianapolis.
I would like the Rams in this game. I don't know how much I trust Carson Wentz. I mean, that's a team. Indianapolis is a team that, I mean, has high expectations. High expectations. Especially after what happened to Tennessee in week one. But I think we can find. We're only picking one game. I think we find a better game than this one.
I agree. I like this one, too. Pittsburgh at home laying 6 against the Raiders. You think short week, traveling cross-country, Raiders keep this game close?
I would definitely lean Pittsburgh.
Yep.
Really good defense. Their offense concerns me, though. I mean, you watch that. At Pittsburgh won, their offense, to say it was anemic in the first half of that game, would be the understatement of the century. It was putrid. Like, Pittsburgh's offense was brutal early in that game. But they found a way.
Yep, they did.
I think we could find
better. Their defense
than this
is
one.
So good. I really like Pittsburgh in this one. Minnesota at Arizona, Cardinals laying 3.5 points.
You'd have to lean Cardinals, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would, but I think there's games I'm going to like better than this one.
Yeah, I mean, Chandler Jones, 5 sacks in week one. Kyler Murray was. Kyler Murray, I mean, when he's healthy, he's a real problem. He's a real problem.
Yes, that in fact is true. And he's such an athlete. You can't catch the guy. You can't hit the guy. Atlanta at Tampa. Your Bucs are giving 12.5 to the Atlanta Falcons.
I think Atlanta. I mean, does Atlanta stink?
I think they stink yet? But I don't know that Tampa beats them by two touchdowns.
Nah, it's a division game, too. Tampa's got a lot of rest, though. I mean, Tampa has. I mean, they play Thursday. So, I mean, they'll win. This is a good survivor pick for people. Listen, this is a good survivor pick for
really?
Sure.
Oh, really? You're really going out on a limb here, huh? You like the team giving 13 points?
You.
Wow, you really give insight like nobody else. Seattle at Tennessee.
I like
Seahawks.
This game.
You like this one?
I like this game.
You're going to like the Seahawks, aren't you?
No.
You like Tennessee to bounce back and keep it close?
I would take Tennessee plus the 6.5.
I don't feel comfortable in this one.
They got embarrassed.
And we have other games that we agree with much more.
All right, I'm just telling you, they got embarrassed. Betting on good
betting
on good teams that get embarrassed is usually a good recipe.
Especially when you're getting almost a touchdown. If there's a God in heaven, and I'm not sure at this moment there is, Chargers laying 3.5 to the Cowboys. LA has to. I don't even care if they cover, to be honest with you. They have to win this game.
No, I will say this, too. This game at one point was 3, and I loved it. I hate the hook in this game. But, I mean, you saw what Rashawn Slater did to Washington. You got no. I mean, Randy Gregory's on the COVID list. You lost DeMarcus Lawrence. The defense not good to begin with. How are they putting pressure on Justin Herbert?
I don't know. And Herbert looks just phenomenal at this early stages of year two. Good game Sunday night. Kansas City in Baltimore. Chiefs laying 3.5.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson hasn't beaten Pat Mahomes yet.
I don't think it starts this week, do you?
No, I don't think so either. I mean, with the injuries that they've dealt with, the running game, coming off a loss to Vegas. This isn't a game that I would pick. I would expect Kansas City wins, but this wouldn't be a game that I would choose.
Yeah, it makes you a little bit nervous. You know, Rick, this could be a good survivor game. Green Bay giving 11 to Detroit, right? I mean, that's keeping it off people's radar.
I don't know how you don't like that. You stick with the Bays this week.
Yeah, really go out on a limb and find games that you like to survive
this
week.
I mean, don't they have to blow out the Lions?
Yeah, but I don't like that game for us.
No, not for us, but I mean, you'd imagine.
I think, yes. If I had to put my money on it, I would put it on Green Bay, yes.
Green Bay's a weird team, though, man. Like, I don't know what it is about them that I don't. They're good, but I don't trust the personality of their team.
I don't know how you can. And that offensive line gets me a little bit concerned.
It should.
And you know what? Detroit can move the football. They have a couple good running backs, and they're not inept offensively, and they covered the number. And they could do the same thing. They could be down 17, score the late touchdown, cut it to 10, and all of a sudden you get the loss on that one. So I like Green Bay, but I don't like them for us. All right. We've narrowed it down for you and I against the K-Show. I'll be on 555 with our final selection later today. RJ, where are we with Survivor picks, my friend?
Wow, no matter what. It's the DNR Survivor Pool.
All righty. Everyone's alive. You three took the Rams. I took the Niners. Everyone else on the board. And by the way, you guys have a lot of games on the table. I have 7 games marked down to choose from for the K-Show. So
nice.
Stay tuned. A lot to choose from. But yes, everyone alive. No Rams for you guys. No Niners for me. Everything else clean.
No Rams for us. No Niners for you. All right, I'll go. I'll start out. I'm going to take the Cleveland Browns. They play great. Well, you could take the same team as me. What's the matter with you? It's a long, drawn-out process. Browns giving 13. They're going to win, certainly. They're minus 700 on the money line. Lock it in. Browns money line survivor for me.
I'm going Browns, too. I hate that you did that, but I'm going
I don't
Browns
understand
too.
Why it's so bad that we take the same team as survivor.
Well, because we went back-to-back weeks now. We took the same
game. So what?
Game.
It's not going to be like that all year. Don't worry.
All right. I'll go next. I'm going to take the Patriots. Belichick.
Oh, no, you're a bad guy.
Yeah, I am.
This is disgusting.
Belichick
by you.
Approximately 1,042-0 against rookie quarterbacks. And so I'm hoping this is not the one.
Come on, Zach Wilson. Come on.
Boy, I really gave a lot of thought to going with that one myself, but for the sake of being different, I'll go with Tampa Bay over Atlanta. Yeah, 12.5 is a big number, but Tom Brady's going to have them cream Atlanta.
Would you want 12.5? If I could give you 12.5, would you take it?
My goodness.
Absolutely
I wouldn't want it either. It's just too much.
And by the way, you're exactly right, Santiago. You say for the sake of being different, you definitely are different. I think there is no doubt about that.
It's just not for Ray.
Just
let your anger go. Just let it go.
It's not going anywhere.
Get it all out.
Put on some. Santiago, come back with some Frozen. Dave's got to. Don't let them in. Don't let them see. Cheer him up a little bit.
Such a bad way. By the way, Greeny's reaching out. Wants me on the show today.
No, he doesn't.
Okay.
Greeny talks about you a lot, by the way.
He loves me.
I guess he does.
Loves me. I mean, can you deny the level of entertainment I bring to the table?
No, it's undeniable. That's why people like you. It's a good... I mean, you put together a solid 2 hours, too. I thought you maybe would give me maybe one.
No.
This is too solid.
So angry, though. I'm so angry.
Oh, how could you not be angry?
Well, I am.
5 straight years 0-2. You've won 18 games since the boat trip.
Which, you know what angers me about that? They still think it was fine.
Still think it was fine.
They
no big
still,
deal.
God forbid any of them say, like, you know what? It was a dumb decision. They still think it was fine.
Yeah, but they can't admit that it was wrong.
Why not?
Listen.
Why not?
We
if you make a monumental
moment.
Mistake, why not just come out and say, you know what? In retrospect, it wasn't the smartest thing to do. Don't even say it was a stupid idea. In retrospect, it wasn't the smartest thing to do.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.